From the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
Much closer. Yes, absolutely sure. Yeah!
Come on, B. Talk into the microphone. Yeah. Count in Dutch. Yeah. Say 1, 2, 3 in Dutch.
You know what, though?
And 2, 3.
I hate doing that when people ask me, say something that sounds Irish, because I'm from Ireland. I'm from Northern Ireland, Belfast. Anyway, we are here with the Parker Livecast. I'm not sure what number episode this is. It's just me, Mike Collins. And introduce your guest, Mike.
Bianca.
Bianca, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
But we just call her B.
Yes, B. Do you like being called B, or would you prefer...
Yes. Yes.
You don't prefer...
I don't listen to Bianca, no.
You don't listen. If
no.
I say Bianca, you're just like, shh.
Who's that?
Who's that? Yeah, right. Okay, so B has been coming for a long time to America, right? Really long time.
Yeah.
Mike, how did you meet B, first of all?
I met B, what they call Friendship Ride. There's River Riders up in Lake Havasu's motorcycle club. Once a year, they do a ride to the Grand Canyon Caverns. And...
That's a neat place, right?
Yeah. It's where you would stay at if you were going to hike down into that. Is it Havasupai?
Havasupai, yeah. Have you ever been down there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I want to go so bad. Yeah. You really like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like every picture I've seen blows my mind, and I just think, I got to be there.
Yeah.
Like, does it not take a really long time to go down and come back up?
I think it's about 20 kilometers.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's a lot.
12 miles, I think.
Right.
Anyway, she just so happened a few years, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, she went there for the first time and just was staying there at this hotel while they were having this big Harley ride.
Right.
And so she made friends with some of these river rider guys from Lake Havasu.
Did they know you?
No.
Okay.
But so then, like, she went back there. Like 3 years in a row after that. And so, like, let's say the third year, a bunch of us from Parker rode up there, and we were the Parker crew.
Nice.
And that's how I met B.
Well,
Was it? Yeah. So, hey, B, before you met before you had gone for the first time to that ride, had you been coming to the U.S. for a long time before that? Yeah.
I think 7, 8 years, yeah.
Okay. And always to this area, always to the southwest?
West, yep.
Never to the East Coast?
Yeah, once.
One time?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's not it.
But really, screw the East Coast.
Yeah,
am I right?
Yeah.
So anyway, Mike, but that's when you met her, was up there.
Yeah.
Had she been to Parker before you? No, never. She's saying no.
No, everyone up in Lake Havasu said, oh, this is the place to be, is Lake Havasu. And then she came down to Parker and got spoiled.
Listen, Lake Havasu is pretty good.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You know.
Too many stoplights.
Too many, right.
Yeah.
Isn't that the most horribly laid out city you've ever set eyes on? You come back a lot now, right? Like, how many times?
Last year, yeah. It's my fifth.
Fifth time this year.
Yeah.
I saw two videos of you guys that you posted online. Mike always posts stuff on Facebook. The one was at a slot canyon. Where the hell is that canyon?
If you take Shea Road all the way out, almost to Planet Ranch.
Right.
You go across the canal, and I would say maybe it's about another half mile or so. And if you blink, you'll miss it. It's on the right, and it kind of wise off. It's very impressive.
I think I know where you're at. How long is that? That goes along for a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, we hiked around there. I would say it maybe goes in 2 miles one way and then a mile another direction. And when you veer to the right, you can't drive through there. It's, you know, hiking only.
Did you guys do that in the heat?
No, we got up real early on a Sunday morning.
Okay.
It was still pretty hot, though, for her.
Right.
if it gets over, you know, 70 degrees.
It's hot.
Well, it is. I mean, it really is. I don't even think we said where you're from. Where are you? Where do you live most of the time?
I live in the Netherlands, north.
North of the Netherlands.
Yep.
North side of the Netherlands.
Yep.
And the other one I saw was at the skeletons. Now, I have a 911 call. We've never played this. Back at the time when Bernadette and Bernie were found, these skeletons at the bottom of the river, a lot of people don't know, and I think we mentioned it at one point on the livecast before, Mike was the guy. You were the guy that was at the ramp, the boat ramp, when the diver came back up and saw these skeletons and got freaked out, thought there was human remains down there at the bottom of the river, comes into you and is like, oh, dude, call 911, right? You
were
the guy.
Yeah, he was pretty freaked out.
You know? Right.
It was like he saw a ghost or something. You know,
and this thing made news, like, worldwide. Did you see any of this?
I saw.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you know where it was as soon as you saw it?
Yeah.
Did you guys know each other at that time?
Yeah.
So it was just a few months ago.
Right.
So did you tell her to look out for it?
I think so. I think maybe I posted on Facebook or something. But I mean, it made, you know, worldwide news.
It was worldwide because even my parents saw it in Ireland as well. So did you know that Mike had anything to do with it? Like,
no.
He was a part of it, which is pretty funny. I mean, you got to admit. So anyway, you're the guy at the side. The guy comes in, says, I need you to call 911. There's human remains down there.
Yeah, you see, he just pulled up in like a little boat. It's almost like a paddle boat type thing, but it had a little engine on it. And he was just like, I need to use your phone. There's a skeleton in the bottom of the river. And I'm like, well, the first thing I asked was kind of strange was I said, does it have clothes on it? Like, you know, I wanted to see if it was human or not, you know, like, and he goes, no. And I'm like, oh man, it must have been down there for a long time or something.
Yeah.
So then I called in 911 and I can't even really remember what I said, but.
And it led to this big news story that just went everywhere that like human remains found. Oh no, they're just like fake skeletons from like Costco or something.
Yeah, but they're full size. That was what was
so great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Parker Live did a public records request for the 911 call. So we have it. And here it is.
Where's your emergency?
I'm at the free launch ramp down below Cienega Springs. And there's a gentleman here that's in a paddle boat that believes he's seeing a dead skeleton.
At the Cienega Springs launch ramp?
At the what we call the free launch ramp right at Cienega Springs.
Yeah, the Cienega Springs launch ramp?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on one second.
So here, I'll let you talk to him.
Well, can I get your name and your phone number? That way I have
some
way to contact you.
Yeah, cell phone. So my name's Michael Collins.
How do you spell your last name?
Collins.
Okay.
And I live
Okay, what's your phone number?
I'll let you talk to the gentleman.
Can I get your phone number really quick?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and put him on.
Okay. Well.
Hi, how can I help you?
I was just on my paddle boat, and I decided to jump in the snorkel for a little bit. And right when I jumped in, I looked down, and there were some like rocks. It's right here by the public launch ramp.
Uh-huh.
And there was a big rock, and it's kind of deep. And I looked down, and there was a skeleton, a human skeleton, like all complete.
Okay.
It kind of freaked me out.
What's your name? Okay. And you started diving right next to the...
Yeah, I just jumped in, and I just, not even a minute, and I looked down, and I...
You saw a human skeleton?
Yes.
Okay, can I get a description of you so I can send my police and fire there?
No shirt and wet shorts, brown hair.
Okay, what kind of paddle... Are you with your paddle boat?
It's got a motor on it, but...
Okay.
Yeah, but...
So are you going to stand by at the launch ramp?
Oh, yes, I will.
Okay, I'll get a police officer up there, and then we'll go from there, okay?
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
So there it is, the 911 call.
That's
the big
pretty,
the big 911 call.
Stuff,
yeah. But anyway, this past week you guys went down to see the skeletons?
Yeah, we went you know, I kind of knew the general area cuz when all the police responded and stuff, so I hadn't been back to the scene of the crime.
Scene of the crime.
It was nice weather, so I said, "B, let's go get some stupid little goggle glasses and
right." B, were you excited at all about this?
Oh,
were you
yeah.
Just like, oh, you were?
I liked it.
Yeah. She likes exploring.
Well, it's funny because, like, I thought there's no way. When I saw what the video was, there's no way they're going to find the skeletons. Because the guys that went down the first time were divers, like scuba divers.
We couldn't get down there. We got most of the way down.
But I saw your GoPro video, and it looks...
Oh, yeah, but I was still probably 15 feet from it or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's down pretty deep, and we were out there swimming around a long time.
Yes, and can I say, B, from the video that I saw, you're a hell of a swimmer.
Yeah, I know.
You know that. Yeah, because, I mean, she was going deep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was just, I was like, I can't keep up with that.
Right, yeah.
I was out of breath and stuff. It really wasn't a very smart thing to be doing.
It wasn't very smart. And then I hear, like, Mike go, I think there's a boat coming. We better get out of here before we're, like,
run over.
Oh,
yeah, that's what's really scary is when you're down under the water and you hear this zzzz.
Yeah.
You're thinking, did that just go right over the top of us or what? Like, oh, no. Yeah, it was fun. But, yeah, we've been doing a lot of exploring.
But I think if anyone was going to, you know, drown out there, it was going to be you and not me, from what I can see. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Be the nurse. Well, she would have had to come to the rescue.
Is that what you do, B? You're a nurse?
I'm a nurse.
Yeah. You could have nursed him to health. You know what I mean? If he had a problem down there in the water.
I could have.
If you wanted. If you felt like it. What is it like, this area, for you? I mean, you've been coming here a long time, but, like, it's so different, of course, to Europe in any way. Like, that's why I liked it coming here, because it was just everything was different. The climate, the geology, everything about this place was so different. Is it still cool to you coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not the weather, but...
Right, yeah.
The area, yeah.
Right. But you get wet in the water, you know, it's great.
Jump in.
Yeah,
yeah, she doesn't like when it's super, super hot. Well, I don't think any of us like it when it's 115,
Not really, not really. It's okay for a weekend at a time, like these weekenders do it. But yeah, it's cooling off now, really starting to get nice. Do you notice it, B, or is it like still really hot? Yeah, still super hot.
But it's okay. Yep.
It's supposed to get up to 110 on Friday.
That's ridiculous. Okay, that's ridiculous. That's stupid.
Yeah, so summer, even though today's the first day of fall, I don't think summer's over for us yet.
Right. So how do you do this? How do you figure out the next time that you can come?
My next time is already planned.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. So you already know the next trip.
But you never know.
Every time you guys go a different place, kind of, right? And try different things and go travel a little bit.
Yeah. She went to Glamis.
Oh, okay.
What did you think of the sand
springs?
Yeah.
The sand dunes and all of that.
And then she attempted to go to what's the name of that little city that
Yacumba
Springs.
Okay.
I can't even say it. But it's right on the border. She could see the fence from Mexico.
Yeah, leave it to the Dutch girl to say it that you can't say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can roll those R's.
She can roll it.
Down there there's the world's tallest curved trestle. And it's abandoned. It's wood.
What is that? What do you mean, a trestle?
You know, like trains go across.
Big, oh,
big wooden train
wooden
trestle.
Bridges.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So
a train bridge.
So I showed B. I'm like, oh, you know, there's this down here because I saw it once on television.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, immediately she's like, oh, I gotta go see that. You know.
Right.
And so then we start doing the research, and it's like, don't walk on active tracks. You know, and you got to go through. You got to go through like 10 tunnels to get to this.
Are you kidding?
It's 6 miles. It's a 6 mile hike.
So what do you mean?
I'm like, B, don't do this. Do you think she listens to me? No.
No.
Ask her if she saw the trestle.
Did you see the trestle?
I saw some.
She saw some, but not the.
A trestle, but not the trestle.
A few.
I don't understand, though. I can't even visualize what you're saying. Like, what tunnels? What do you
It's called Goat Canyon Trestle. So
okay.
If you Google that, it's amazing. And, and this railroad was built back, you know, like I think right around the turn of the century, like 1908 or something like that. And so part of one of these tunnels collapsed. So they actually built this trestle.
Wow. Okay. I'm looking at it right now. All right. This is huge.
Yeah. It's massive. I think it's like 200 and something feet tall.
And this thing's made of wood.
Yep.
And it hasn't fallen down yet.
And it is out in the middle of nowhere.
Nothing.
So you can try to find it.
It's kind of right off Highway 8. And so B started hiking in there by herself. She got an invitation from, what was it?
A nudist resort.
Oh, nice.
I was trespassing, you know.
Why are the nudists going there?
Well, right to the entrance of the place, like where the railroad tracks go in right off the Highway 8, there's a nudist resort, and she decided to park there.
And how was that? Was it all right? Did you see nude people?
No. But I'm used to it, so.
Right. Sure. It's the Netherlands, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty amazed by this trestle.
Yeah, there's 10 tunnels that you have to go through.
Yeah, because you're actually going through, like, where the trains come through, right?
Yep.
And you have to follow the train tracks?
Yep. Yeah, and I told her, I'm like, if you're in the middle of one of those tunnels when a train comes, it's not going to be good because there's nowhere to run.
So, I mean, did any trains pass you while you were out there?
It's not used in 1-2 years, maybe.
Okay,
yeah, so it's been abandoned now.
Yep.
It was abandoned for a long time, and then they started running trains on it again for, I think, maybe six years. So she talked to some local people, and they said, yeah, train's not running for a year and a half. But she made it through how many tunnels?
Three tunnels.
How far apart were they? So how many miles do you think you got?
I walked 2 hours up and down.
Okay.
But the third tunnel she got to, she found her mental limit.
That was it. You were just done.
It wasn't a physical. Yes. It was I'm in complete black darkness.
Yes. The light was disappearing. I had light, you know,
Oh, the tunnels
it
are
was
that
disappearing.
The tunnels are that long.
Yes. So I slipped.
Wow.
Okay, I go out.
Yeah. But you're pretty adventurous to do that by yourself to begin with.
I like to do that, yeah.
Yeah, you like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole beauty of the American Southwest, I feel, is like it's just full of cool stuff like that to explore.
I agree.
Is that why you come mostly is because you like the exploration of it?
Yes.
And there's nowhere really in Europe quite like this.
No, I like to go where nobody is, nobody else.
Yeah, yeah.
Go there, explore.
Right. Do you like living in the Netherlands too, or do you, I mean, you like coming back and forth, or do you think that you could ever live here exclusively?
I have no clue. No clue.
Yeah, you don't know.
No.
I think she'd get homesick after a while.
You think so?
Well, I mean, it's always an adventure when you're on vacation, right?
Yeah. And she knows how to find it too.
But you're kind of that way too,
yeah,
actually.
I like pushing things to the limit, you know? She's like a partner in crime, so it's kind of fun.
But what was the other day? You were on a boat. What boat were you on?
Oh, yeah, that was Steve's supercharged and fuel-injected 21-foot Howard. Yeah.
Man, see, this is just fun with you guys. I feel like I would need to hang with you guys for like a week to really explore.
You're invited.
I'm invited now?
Yeah.
You like me enough to invite me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good. All right. I'm all right. Well, it's because we're fellow European. That's why, you see.
Yes.
So what's the plan now? How many more days do you have?
I go to Las Vegas tomorrow, fly home on Friday. 3 weeks gone.
Almost over.
Yep.
But you must have the kind of job where it's kind of, okay, you can take some time and come over when you want to.
Sort of.
They get a lot of vacation time there.
No, I make it. I work day and night, so hey.
So you work more when you are working so that you can take the time to come over. See, I think that's smart. I would like to do that, actually. I feel like I've been doing that, and I don't feel like I have the vacations either from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is left on the list, though? I mean, when is your next trip?
January.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is going to be on the list? I mean, haven't you done everything by this point?
No, I don't think so.
There's all kinds of stuff that you could...
We will find something new.
And will you wait till you get here to find something new, or will you, like, figure it out between now and then?
I figure it out before most of the time. Yeah.
Right.
I was trying to talk her to come in here for the Parker 425 off-road race.
See,
she loves... You know, muscle cars and...
I think you'd like that.
Loud, obnoxious.
I think that'd be a real good trip. I'm with Mike on this. That's a good trip.
Horsepower.
Yep. It's a real good trip.
February?
Probably first weekend in February?
Yeah, I think it's usually the first weekend.
Hey, Josh Savino just called me back, and I know he was going to try to jump on the phone. He is in Portland, Oregon right now.
Yeah, let's get Josh on the phone. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Yeah, he's been real busy, too. Hello?
Hello?
Josh Savino!
Hi, Josh.
Hi.
What's going on, guys?
What is happening? Josh is joining us from Portland, Oregon. Are you in Portland or somewhere outside of Portland?
Actually, I am in Tillamook, Oregon right now.
Is that where the cheddar is made?
Yes, that is where the cheddar is better, my friend.
Cheddar. We're talking about cheese.
Cheese, yeah.
Yes, Tillamook. Earlier today, we went and did a little bit of a self-guided tour at the Tillamook Cheese Factory. Actually staying at... what's the name of that? Cape Lookout. Cape Lookout State Park.
Uh-huh.
In what's called a yurt.
B, do you know what a yurt is?
No.
Mike?
A yurt basically is it's just above tent, just below cabin. It's like a hybrid of sorts.
Okay. Well, all right. I mean, it sounds good.
Are you seeing some of the lighthouses up there?
I've seen a lighthouse on a postcard. nothing in person yet. Most of today was spent around cheese, Michael.
Okay, well.
Did you eat some?
Yes, there are plenty of samples of cheese. There were a medium cheddar, white medium cheddar. There were also a garlic cheddar and a pepper cheddar, and it was delicious. Got here yesterday afternoon, and we're going to be in Tillamook until tomorrow, going up to Astoria and Cannon Beach and Seaside. Going up there tomorrow, and then back
who's
to
feeding you these answers and names?
This is Stephanie. Say hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Can she hear me or no?
She can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Hi.
Hi, Stephanie. So this is all of a sudden quite a party because I am joined in the studio here by Mike and B from the Netherlands too.
Hello, B.
Hi.
Wow,
they got good cheese in the Netherlands.
This is good. John is the only one on this call that does not have a female companion.
That's true. It's a sad thing.
Let me tell you something great about this. The last couple of days have been absolutely crazy. I've had so much fun. I will tell you this. There's a raccoon. Okay. I'm going to tell you about raccoon. It's we've coined it Ninja-kun. Last night, we had some leftover Chinese food from a Panda Express that I was putting in a pan and cooking over an open fire, you know, like a man. And I also made a sandwich that I had put cheese and bacon that I had previously prepared inside there, wrapped it in a foil. And I was going to throw that on the fire to make a bit of a foil-wrapped grilled cheese, if you will.
What, did he come steal your bacon and cheese sandwich or what?
Well, this is exactly what happened, Michael. So I'm there in the pan working the stir fry to heat it back up for Stephanie here.
Which is very nice.
Stephanie's in a chair. And we're listening to a little bit of music. We had these neighbors that were doing like gypsy singing inside their yurt. It was weird. It was really weird. Like they had bongos. There was two of them, but they were playing like five instruments. I don't know how that was possible. So all of a sudden, Stephanie screams. And I look over and the raccoon is on the table. And
huge.
Huge raccoon. It was probably 80 to 90 pound raccoon. And it was quiet. Like, this is why we call it Ninja-kun. Because we didn't hear Ninja-kun. It grabs my sandwich, looks at us, gives me the bird. I shit you not. And then it runs off the table with my sandwich wrapped in foil like a football. Like it's running at the 10, the 5. He goes all the way. And he disappears into the brush. I'm trying to chase him down, right? I didn't reach him at all. I didn't reach Ninja-kun one bit. So we're laughing about it. I'm just like shaking my head like, well, I got another hoagie roll inside. I can do another one of these sandwiches. No biggie. So I cooked that one up. About an hour later, Ninja-kun returns.
Wow.
And Ninja-kun could care less if we were mad at him, if we were human beings and that we could end his life with one rock throw, which we never did. I have certain rules. You never throw a rock at a coon that has displayed enough dexterity to take your life. So.
Right. No, I agree. It sounds very accurate. Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa, the reason you're on here is because Mike and B are here. B is from the Netherlands. She is here in the studio. And we're also joined by Josh and Stephanie up in Oregon. And I felt lonely.
Okay, you want to know what I just saw? Speaking of like wild animals, I heard a little bit of Josh's story. We just saw on the side of the road a pooping coyote.
What?
So there's that. Yeah, he was like right by the property, and
pooping coyote.
Yes.
He was just, I've never seen a coyote pooping right on the side of the road.
Well, I'm sure they do, but
it happens.
Yes, it does happen.
It does happen.
Yeah, but not.
I tell you what, there was some spicy cheese in that sandwich last night. I guarantee you Ninja-kun had to go poo at some point, too. Well, Ninja-kun made a couple of more appearances, and then, to make matters worse, Ninja-kun crawled underneath our yurt platform. And there was all kinds of noises. Come to find out, Ninja-kun...
Was he giving you a yurt exam?
He was giving us a yurt exam, exactly.
Wow.
Right underneath the yurt. Ninja-kun has not made an appearance today. We've seen a couple of chipmunk. But I imagine, because we're actually on our way back to camp to prepare our meal for the day, right there over the open fire, you know, like a man. And I have no doubt that Ninja-kun is going to show up. Now, let's put Ninja-kun to the side, and I need to tell you now about Turkey.
Oh, my God.
We have gone to the store.
What's going on?
Have you been drinking?
No, I'm driving right now. But I will tell you this about turkey. Not once, not twice, but thrice.
Yes.
Yes.
Have we been denied sliced turkey at delicatessens inside stores up here? The first time was at a Fred Meyer in Portland, where we just left without the turkey.
We ordered it,
and we walked away without it because we needed to find socks. Okay. Yesterday, we go to a Fred Meyer, and we order turkey once again.
And tell them about the guy.
There was a guy that came up, because I'm wearing a T-shirt that says Parker, Arizona. And he's like, are you from Parker? And I said, yes, I am from Parker. And he says, I'm very familiar with Parker. We go there every winter. We stay at Emerald Cove.
Nice.
He's a nice older gentleman, probably maybe early 80s, late 70s. He says, yeah, I'll be there in a couple of months. It got my mind off the turkey. We just leave the deli without our turkey for the second time.
I see. Man.
Third time was not an hour ago when we're at a Safeway and we're waiting to get helped at the deli. And we get distracted by something over, I don't even know what it was.
Pancetta.
It was pancetta. And while we're talking, the lights to the deli shut off.
What?
So Stephanie screams, no! And then she runs off laughing because we've forgotten turkey now three times. We've been denied turkey three times. So long story short, we have Oscar Mayer in a bag right now. Ninja Coon will appreciate our efforts for turkey.
Sure.
That dang beast is going to get some of our food tonight.
Right, I'm sure that's true. Well, listen, enjoy the rest of your trip to Oregon, my friend.
Will do.
We'll see you back here in about a week. I think next week we'll talk to Keith Moses about the film festival this weekend and the Crit Fair Expo coming up the following weekend, which you are emceeing.
I will be emceeing that.
All right, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you, buddy.
Bye, Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Josh and Stephanie.
Goodbye, Melissa. You have yourself a wonderful afternoon. Goodbye.
Another story.
Farewell.
They're laughing way too much over there. I don't know what's really going on.
Intoxicated.
Anyway, Melissa, it's been a party.
It's been a party.
Fun. I was just lonely.
Didn't want to be the only one without a female companion.
I didn't want to give the impression that I couldn't attract a female.
All right. Well,
or repulse one.
Right. Right. Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. So,
I think the last thing you got to do is plug your opening this weekend, right?
You're right. So Friday night, which will be tonight for people listening to this podcast on the first day that it drops on Parker Live, at 7:30 p.m. is the movie, the documentary. It's a 37-minute documentary that I directed and co-produced with Joaquin Vences. And it's basically about the history and culture of the Mojave tribe, and then, you know, sort of the origins of this reservation were 150 years ago this year, 1865, and over the course of 150 years, how that has changed, and adding the other tribes, the Chimaweve, the Hopi, and the Navajo being added to the original Mojave people who were indigenous to this area. And so it goes into kind of like the songs that they're trying to keep alive that are dying now because there's not very many people that know them and are passing them on. They're all oral, right? Oral tradition passed down through from generation to generation. So the songs are going, you know, are kind of going away. The language is in trouble. There's fewer and fewer native Mojave language speakers or fluent Mojave language speakers. One of them who was teaching the Mojave language class to some younger people actually passed away during the film, so is now no longer with us either. And so there are, you know, I think about 15, maybe 10 or 15 fluent Mojave speakers left, and they're trying to record as much as possible in the time that they have. And so it's about that. It's about the culture. It's about their creation story, the origins of the Colorado River according to Mojave tradition, and all of that kind of stuff. And it's a lot of good information. A lot of really nice people are interviewed. Very rare that you get to hear directly from the Mojave elders or the elders of the tribes. Very rare that they actually speak on camera. And so they are in this film, and they're all interviewed, and so it's really, really cool.
Yeah, and that's going to be at 7:30, did you say?
7:30, Friday night.
And it's free.
September 25th. and it is free to get in. Wow. You just buy your concessions if you want popcorn or a drink or anything
I'll
like that.
I'll be there for sure.
Will you go?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man.
I know it'll be entertaining. And
you've been on some of our previous films. You've helped us out. So, yeah, it's very, very cool. This one is it's a good one. I mean, it's better than I thought it would be. Because I thought when I was asked to do it by Crit that it would be kind of a dry sort of basically commemorating this year. But it turned out to be – it's an origin story.
Yeah, it's a documentary, a full history.
Yeah, it's an origin story.
I'm sure there'd be a lot for everyone to learn.
Absolutely. And if you come from this area or you visit this area often, like B, you would be interested in this.
I'd like it.
We will have it on YouTube, so we'll be able to send you a link.
Good.
But it's a really, really interesting story because it's the history of this area. I mean, 150 years ago, this place looked completely different, you know? And then you can even imagine thousands of years ago because that's how far back these guys go. So it's very, very cool. Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah. So that's tonight, and it'll be in all four screens. So people who want to see it can see it. So, Mike, thanks so much for coming in. B, it was really nice to meet you. I'm sure we'll meet you again next time you're here. We will be back.
Say goodbye in Dutch, B.
Tot ziens.
Teach me how to say it.
Tot ziens.
Tot ziens.
Almost.
Say it again.
Tot ziens.
Tot ziens. She wasn't that impressed. Can you do it?
No.
He knows a few words.
The only thing I know is klaploper.
What?
Klaploper.
Klaploper?
It means like deadbeat or mooch.
Did he say it right?
Almost.
Say it.
Klaploper.
You see, she rolls the R at the end.
Yeah, she does. Klaploper.
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 Yeah, you're doing good.
I know some other dirty words, but I think you'd have to beat those out.
No, we wouldn't because no one would understand them over here. All right, B, come back again.
Yeah, I will.
All right, Mike, thanks so much.
Good.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week on the Parker Livecast. Thanks for joining.